Welcome back. We are happy to continue our monthly updates from the folks at Quincy College with all the different programs, activities, and goings on there, our neighbors right next door. Today, we're focusing on the accelerated pathway programs that are allowing high school students here in Quincy to get their college careers off to an early start. So Megan Giovannone is here from, she is, let's get the title right, Vice President of Student Success and Partnerships to talk to us about three different programs that are available. Megan, great to see you again.
Great to see you, Joe. Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Oh, pleasure. It's been, I think, almost, 4 years since the first kind of accelerated pathway program started, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Our early college pathway program is in its fourth year
now
as a designated program, and we've seen a tremendous growth, not only enrollment-wise, but really just expansion into new programs, which we're excited to talk about a little bit today, too.
Right. How does it, for folks who don't know, how does it kind of all work? You know, how can high school students actually go to college while they're still in high school?
It is. It's a pretty wild concept, but something that's actually becoming more and more popular around not only the Commonwealth, but around the country. Mm. And so how our early college pathway program works is that students in grades 9, 10, 11, and 12 at Quincy Public Schools have the opportunity to enroll in this pathway. It allows them to earn up to 25 college credits by the time they graduate from high school, and students in this pathway do take a series of cohort classes. They take one class their freshman year, two their sophomore year, two their junior year, and then three their senior year. These classes are embedded into their high school schedules and have been aligned and approved by Quincy College and Quincy College curriculum. And so over the past 4 years, we've seen early college pathway enrollment grow from about 150 students in our first year to now this year, we're just a few students shy of 300
doubled.
Which is incredible.
Wow, that's great. Excellent. Yeah. And is it open to all students? Are there certain criteria that they have to meet in order to get into this program?
Yeah, so currently it is open to all students who are interested in the program for them to apply. There is a group of folks with QPS and Quincy College that review all applications. We have embedded supports in the high schools to make sure that students and families really understand the type of commitment they would be making if they were to pursue this program. The early college program as a whole across the state of Massachusetts is really targeted at helping high-need students, so our first-generation, low-income, EL and students with certain learning challenges as well. So that's really our target audience.
Yeah, folks that might not consider college as part of their educational experience, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Do they have to take certain classes in this program?
Yeah, they will. So the early college students take one class their first year as a ninth grader, and then two specified classes each year moving forward, and those are courses that more likely than not they're going to need when they pursue post-secondary education. So there are a lot of your general education requirements.
Sure.
Now these students, like I said, they would have the opportunity to earn up to 25 credits, whereas the students in our new accelerated pathway program, they actually have the opportunity to earn a full associate's degree, which is the equivalent of about 63 credits.
Wow, that's amazing.
That
really is. We should talk about that then, because that's kind of like the next step, right?
Accelerated
associate's degree while they're still in high school.
While they're still in high school, that's right.
How does it work?
So it is, as we said, a new program that with the collaboration between Quincy College and Quincy Public Schools, what we were noticing is that a lot of the early college students were earning even more than those 22, 25 college credits.
You overachievers.
They were overachieving, absolutely.
Right.
And so that, of course, made us think and say, okay, how is this maybe, how can we put this into a more structured program that more students can take advantage of?
You want to reward them, right? You don't want to discourage them.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, okay. And so students who were earning more credits than those 22 to 25, they were taking advantage of our dual enrollment program offerings. They were taking advantage of our summer academy program offerings at the college. And so what we've done is we've actually outlined an associate degree pathway for these students.
Okay.
All credits will be earned through Quincy College, and the students will be taking these classes. Some of them will be part of their high school day as part of the existing early college program, but then other classes will be taken over the summer and after school. So we do understand that this program varies from early college, and that a traditional early college student would be earning all of their credits during the school day.
Yes.
These students who are part of our accelerated program are really making an exceptional commitment to completing their academics both at the high school and at the college level.
Yes. So would those summer programs be at the college itself?
They
are.
That's
a big difference, right?
That's a big difference. Yeah. And that's kind of the beauty of it, is that they get to be with us over the summer,
yes,
kind of getting a feel for what the college classes are like, and they are earning between 6 and really 8 credits each summer as well. So that's where this accelerated program, they are able to stay on track to complete an entire associate's degree. I think it's really important to also mention that these students, this is a new opportunity that they've been given, but the students who are in this program right now chose to be in this program.
Yeah.
So we did a really nice job, I like to think, of explaining to students and families that this is a major commitment.
Yes.
It's like committing to joining a sports team or joining, you know, the arts. There are things that you need to consider with that, and so we're proud to report that we currently have 14 grade 9 students launching, who just started, at the start of this program.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if they stick with it and follow through the program, when will they complete their associate's degree?
So they'll actually graduate with their associate's degree at the same time that they graduate from high school.
Wow.
Yes. So very celebratory commencement that year for them. Absolutely. Yeah.
So they get to go to 2 graduations.
They do. They do.
And
they'll
get two different diplomas.
2 graduations, and through the generosity and the support of Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, these college credits for the accelerated program are being completely funded.
That's incredible.
Through the state. So we're very appreciative of that.
I guess the only thought would be, and I'm sure this has been taken into account, is you don't want their high school studies to suffer, pursuing their accelerated college degree.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And so that's why we were really intentional about when students did sign up for this program. It was not an automatic acceptance into the program.
Right. Yep.
We met with most of them this past summer and their families to talk about what this looks like in terms of really being able to balance the two.
Yeah.
We also have supports in place at both of the high schools to be checking in with these 14 students, because to your point, of course, if we saw anyone slipping at the high school level, we'd want to make sure that's addressed before they continue on the college route.
Sure, that's going to be the number one priority, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Things, yeah. But really, it's a case of the students dictating the programs in this particular instance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they really were taking advantage of that opportunity and excelling with it.
And that's exactly right.
Yeah.
I think this really grew from us noticing that this is what students were doing and saying, well, why not have more students take advantage of this if the desire is there?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there an open opportunity for more students to enter into that program? There is.
There absolutely is, yeah. So we actually, like I said, we're kind of off and running now with our first year of the program with our current grade 9 students, but this will continue to be an opportunity for all students entering grade 9 moving forward.
So freshmen in high school.
Freshmen in high school, and we are very much appreciate the collaboration and the support of the 5 middle schools here in Quincy as well. They've been tremendously supportive in helping us to get the word out there while students are still in grade 8, so that students and their families have the opportunity to kind of weigh the pros and cons and consider what this would look like for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these are kids that are high achievers, obviously.
Absolutely.
You know, they recognize the opportunity that's been given to them. Now, are they choosing any particular programs while they're in this accelerated program?
Yeah, and I'm really glad you asked that. So the way that the program's been configured is that we are having them all on the track of an associate's degree in general studies.
General studies.
And the reason we've done that, as some folks can probably guess, is because it allows for the most flexibility in terms of classes that they may already be taking at the high school to still count towards an associate's degree if it's at a dual enrollment or an early college level.
Okay.
We, of course, want to encourage students to continue on even after earning their associates with us, whether they come to Quincy College to pursue one of our 3 bachelor's programs, or they may choose to go to a different 4-year school to pursue a more specific program of their choice. But with an associate's degree in general studies, they are going to have minimum of 2 years of general education and really other electives already completed at no cost.
Yeah, they can really start their next phase from the get-go, right?
Exactly.
Without taking any prerequisites. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. We would eliminate the prerequisites. And the hope really is, too, that they're feeling more comfortable with the idea of being a college student.
Yeah, there's that. You know, there's the social aspect of it as well. But that's part of the college experience is kind of figuring out, right?
What your path is. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So by a general studies degree, it allows them that flexibility.
Absolutely.
Then there's the other program that's just kicking off the ground where these kids know what they want to do. They want to get into healthcare.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
The new healthcare pathway program. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's this all about, Megan?
Yeah. So again, this is another response to Quincy College and Quincy Public Schools continuing to work collaboratively and really not only observe what students are looking for, but to notice kind of what trends are happening at both of the high schools and how can Quincy College really come in as an additional support and option for them.
Okay.
And I think it's important to note that we know a lot of our students here in Quincy at the high school level are looking to maybe go out of state for their college experience or try out a really large school.
Yeah.
But we know that there are a lot of students here who love Quincy and appreciate the familiarity and the convenience, frankly, of continuing classes at a school like Quincy College. And so with Quincy College's nursing program, as well as several of our healthcare programs, including surgical technology, radiologic technology, physical therapy assistant, and others, we are looking for ways to encourage current Quincy Public School students to think about completing prerequisites for those programs while they're still in high school and then entering one of those healthcare programs here at Quincy.
Okay.
So what that would really look like is that students right now in grade 12 who are at North and Quincy High School have already come over to the college and gotten a better sense for what these healthcare programs offer.
Okay.
We will be working with not only current grade 12 students, but other students moving forward to offer them prerequisites for nursing, surg tech, rad tech to complete so that they could then, once completing all application requirements, move into one of those programs at the college.
Yeah, so these kids really, they have an idea already of what path they want to follow in the healthcare industry, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the Quincy College offers so much when it comes to healthcare, not only in nursing, but in all of our healthcare programs, that we want to make sure that students understand not only the savings that this partnership will provide to them, but also an opportunity for them to take classes that they will need regardless, and to make sure that this is the path that they really want to pursue.
Right, again, testing the waters, as,
exactly.
as it were.
Exactly.
And, you know, I know that you're embarking on a new lab space because of this program, right, in the Seville building.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So
we have our RadTech relatively new lab space, as well as our PTA and our OT program as well is going to be coming. So
have you had bring on new faculty, Megan, new staff because of these accelerated programs?
We have.
Yeah.
I think both at the high school and the college level, it's been important to make sure that those folks are in regular contact with each other in terms of support and development of these different programs.
Sure.
I also want to acknowledge both the deans at Quincy College as well as our department heads and leadership at the high school. Schools have really been instrumental in making sure that folks are given this opportunity to kind of collaborate and see what could be made possible here.
Yeah, as we've talked about ever since the pandemic, the opportunities in healthcare are huge.
Mm-hmm.
There is you can really start working right after you graduate.
Absolutely.
With a good paying job, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not only the job security, but also I think just those the skill sets that they're getting through these programs. So that was one of the reasons why we're really excited to bring students over, show them our lab spaces, show them where they would be working and learning and starting to make a lot of those connections.
Yeah, and once, I guess, in the field, really there's opportunity for growth from that point on, right? If they want to continue.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So what the goal would be, again, with this program is that they complete those prerequisites, they begin the programs with us, and then as a Quincy College student, they're going to receive not only those clinical experiences and those hands-on experiences, but the opportunity to work with our career services, with our internship providers to make sure that they are continuing to really fulfill the career that they imagined for
themselves.
Absolutely,
yeah. So the first students to enter the early college program almost 4 years ago now.
That's right, that's right.
Do you know any, I mean, without naming names, kind of success stories? Because they're done, they're out, right?
They're out. Yeah. A lot of them, which we're thrilled to, of course, know, is they are at Quincy College pursuing their studies.
Yes.
They're at other colleges in the area. Every year what we do, as some folks might know, is we actually, at our symposium that we have each year, we actually talk about where all of last year's graduates have gone.
Yeah.
So, I know, not to spoil anything, but for this year, what we'll be sharing is that we have about 66 students from last year's cohort who are at four-year schools, two students who are now in the military pursuing those goals, and then we actually had 22 students from last year's graduating class enroll at Quincy College this fall.
How
so we are very, very glad to welcome those students kind of in that next chapter.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Must be very gratifying from your point of view, you know, overseeing these programs to see the success of those students. Yeah.
It really, really is. I think we can get so caught up in kind of the hustle and bustle of putting all the logistics in place and the registration pieces and coordinating, you know, different events. And it's important, I think, and I try to remind myself of this, to really just pause and take a minute and, you know, really appreciate those moments in which, you know, you see a student on campus who was at the high school at one point who didn't maybe imagine themselves here, or, you know, the students who are just so excited to share that they're coming to college with 20 credits already done. So it's very, very gratifying.
I'm sure it's genuine joy on their part and on their family's part as well, right?
Absolutely.
See that,
We, I think, really appreciate being able to bring families this opportunity for their children, who they've obviously supported in so many ways, particularly with the accelerated program. A lot of the families that we met with over the summer, you could just see a look, understandably so, of relief on their face to know that this is even an option, especially knowing that it's at no additional cost to them.
That is the key.
That is key,
you know, really it removes that barrier. As we hear it all the time, students are so saddled with student debt, you know, once they finish their education, to be able to emerge from a program like this without that.
Absolutely.
You know, removes a huge burden, and they can begin their careers right off the bat. Yeah.
Exactly.
What does the future hold, Megan?
For early college and everything else. I know. So I think that we're really at this point really looking to expand this accelerated program at a rate that we know the quality and the curriculum will still be exceptional, but also just making sure that more students and families are aware of it.
Yes. Yeah.
We're also, along with healthcare, always looking at additional career vo-tech programs that exist both at Quincy High and North Quincy High, and looking for ways to be able to align more of those courses with Quincy College program so that students can earn that credit before they graduate.
There is great opportunity in that field as well, for sure, and many of the vocational services. So we hope we've helped you a little bit here, get the word out today.
Absolutely. We appreciate it so much and being able to share these exciting initiatives with everyone.
Thanks for coming over.
Thank you, Joe, for having us.
You're
I
very
appreciate
welcome.
It. Thank you.